You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Everybody,
save big money at Menards.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
I do think you still need a productive starter to add if you can add it. I think it's really realistic to say, hey, if the playoffs started today, next week, Matthew Boyd is starting one of those first two games for you.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
But there is something about covering the All-Star game, the All-Star festivities.
It's your favorite thing, right?
It's my least favorite thing. To not be there this year for that, it is something I am not missing.
Russell Dorsey.
I'm Russ.
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
Oh, that's right. You just heard his voice on our Menards jingle. They pay us to do that. You know how they pay a radio station. Russ Dorsey. He is the multi-talented man you just heard co-host with Marshall on the show yesterday while I was calling the Sky game, because we believe in expanding our talents here at 670 The Score. He's the National Baseball Insider for Yahoo Sports. He's the insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. He is at Russ_Dorsey1, and he joins us in studio. Russ, good to see you. Thanks for helping fill in.
This is the first time I've seen you in, like, it feels like a month, Layla.
Yes.
So it's nice to see you face-to-face. Marshall, I see you more often.
Are you not excited to see me though?
Yeah, not as excited to see you as I'm excited to see Layla.
Well, and yeah, we got this discovery out of the way that Russ and I have the same backpack.
Shout out to Amazon.
With the gold trim.
With the gold trim.
Yeah,
it's it's just a backpack, but it looks a little classier than your standard backpack.
It's sharp and it's functional. And I'm not just saying this, but people have asked me like about the umbrella I use a lot of the times, or like things to survive in the city. So I put them together on a list, and it's on my Instagram store if you want to check out my Amazon stuff.
We did a lot yesterday, Layla. And I'm sad you missed it. One of those things, we had Chicago history time with Russ.
I heard.
And Robbie, I got to tell you, the people really enjoyed that.
Oh, it kind of went viral.
It did.
Yeah.
Like, people were texting me all day like, yo, I didn't know this about the city of Chicago.
I'm surprised, because that's one of the first things I learned when I moved here, yeah, like in 2015, was that I learned like the three major things that I think were important. Outside of like pizza and places to eat, it was the Eagle Man commercial. Victory Auto Records.
Awesome.
Mayor Daley doing the trade for the parking meters. Like, yeah. I feel like I got indoctrinated under the right people.
Meters and the Skyway, which people don't want you to forget that part either. That one actually came first.
There was a lot of comments about that on that video on Instagram, which has gone over 330,000 people have seen that already.
Hell yeah.
Look at us.
Shout out to Robbie for not knowing the city.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. In. Yeah.
But also,
my ignorance has helped us. Thank you.
It just goes to show you that information that people need to know just needs to be packaged in different ways sometimes.
Yeah, it was just like something I've known for a long time. Robbie, he was not a native, didn't know. Hey, let's tell him on the show.
Yeah, it worked out well. I think there's other things we need to tell Robbie, like, and I think Russ is on board with this, that Josh Giddey doesn't deserve $30 million a year.
Yeah, well, Robbie, I'm not going to lie to you. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you, and I think he's finding out that nobody's willing to pay him that.
Wait, what? Oh, we're talking about Giddey? Oh, no.
We rarely see it work in
he's
reverse.
Worth the max.
We rarely see it work these days in reverse where there's not a market for somebody and they thought they were going to get a lot bigger payday. Like, especially since you're the baseball man, you know how it goes. Like, typically we're talking about some sort of massive salary that somebody is willing to pay.
Right.
You know, Steve Cohen changes the game a bit with the Mets, you know, the Juan Soto deal. But it's rare that we talk about it where you might not get as much as you think. I haven't heard that conversation in a while for anybody.
In baseball, I think what we've gotten to, and you're going to hear a lot about this over the next, call it 12 to 24 months as we approach the end of next season and what many people assume is going to be a lockout, is that it's the, you have the people at the top. So your teams like the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees. That
Giants.
Are willing to go, the Giants that are willing to go to those levels.
Rangers.
Then you have, yes, even the Rangers. Padres also willing to go to that level. Then you have the teams at the bottom, like the Marlins.
Pirates,
the Chicago White Sox.
Rockies.
The Rockies, the Seattle Mariners.
Nats.
That are just like.
Nats?
The Nats will pay somebody.
I think the Nats eventually will, because they have a dude named James Wood on their team that is going to get that type of money. We'll just see if the learners are still owning the team by the time he gets to free agency.
And a lot of their problems came from paying Steven Strasburg what they did.
Yeah, that ended up not being great money. But they did offer.
But I'm saying they were willing to do it.
They also paid Max Scherzer, and that was a good contract.
They offered Juan Soto an extension that he declined. And when you look back, rightfully so, $400 million, right? You're not just throwing that out there if you're not willing to pay. So,
who the Cubs offer $400 million to?
I don't know. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. That's the point.
Nobody.
They haven't had a player to offer $400 million to, right?
Free agency exists.
Okay. But, like, at that, you got to. We got to compare apples to apples here, Marshall.
I'm just saying the $400 million extension that you're talking about was not.
It was for what is that at the time a 24-year-old Juan Soto,
and
who ended up making $365 million more than that.
How many? Yeah. But I'm saying what the going rate was at that time. We've seen the exponential growth of salaries on the AAV side and on the length of contract side. Mm-hmm. Remember, Bryce Harper's first choice was where?
He wanted to come here,
and the Cubs. Chicago. That would have been a great deal looking back now.
Yeah.
And then they weren't willing to pay that. And my point is the price of the brick is only going up. And the Cubs now are going to be faced with a similar type situation at the end of this season with Kyle Tucker.
It does sound like a big number. When I thought the same thing when you said $400 million extension. I was like, those are terms I haven't said when we're talking about Chicago teams.
Yeah. At some point, and probably the Cubs sooner than the White Sox, you're going to have to say, hey, we're willing to pay that. You know, I tell people all the time, they're making money hand over fist up there.
Well, they separate how that money's being made. That's the issue. Because they'll tell you,
we don't make any money. We're barely surviving over here.
It's like that's a different part of what we do. That's the real estate part
you
of what we do.
You ever heard the term cash poor?
Listen.
It means because you've got a lot of other assets.
Oh, look. Nobody told, you know what?
No, don't do it. Or no, do it.
They decided to make themselves the Dodgers of the Midwest, or what they thought would be the Dodgers of the Midwest, and saying, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to have Gallagher Way, and we're going to buy all the shops and buy the rooftops. And at some point, people are going to look around at you and say, hey, it's awfully packed over here.
There's one thing they didn't do when they said we're going to be the Dodgers of the Midwest.
Oh, spend the money?
Well, they didn't say we will defer a contract. Because if they had done that, that changes the math, the calculus, the everything.
Well, and now Bryce Harper, for example, if you look at that, that's not even deferred. He just wanted more years. And, you know, Philly ends up signing him to an extension after that.
I think what is going to happen as we get closer to the CBA expiring, that deferment of money is going to be the first thing that I think, if I had to, and I haven't talked to anybody about this yet.
They try to get rid of that.
Deferring the money is going to end up being something that they're going to have to cap. Whether it's like, you know, in the NBA, you could stretch money like we just saw with Dame Leonard. You could stretch it over 5 years and that money still hits your books. I don't think you're going to be able to keep doing this 10 and 15 and 20 years out type of thing.
Are no new Bobby Bonilla days?
Yeah.
No, I think the days of Bobby, my man Steve Phillips giving Bobby Bonilla $1 million a year still to
in
this
perpetuity.
Day. Yeah, is done. So I would imagine that's something that is going to be talked about a lot is like, you can't defer 700, 765. Well, even though the Mets aren't deferring any money, but like Shohei's money really doesn't kick in until 10 or the day he like the deal's done, and then he gets $68 million a year every July 1st for 10 years after that.
That is the voice of Russell Dorsey. He is the national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports. Excuse me. He is in studio for the hour for Raheemy and Harris as we talk baseball and other things.
I also want to ask you about, we talked about it in our first hour, the conversation about reevaluating the not only All-Star game, but the All-Star festivities. You know, it's been discussed in the NBA. It was fully reexamined and reassessed in the NFL. And it was also redone in the NHL, you know, years now, but they had to do it. Last night, Home Run Derby. Brent Rooker and Cal Raleigh get decided by what looks to be a billionth of an inch per Statcast. Like, that was the measurements between their two home runs in length that helped move Cal Raleigh to ultimately winning the Home Run Derby. And we heard Brent Rooker talk about it, but at the same time, a lot of people had the same idea at the same time. They thought to themselves, why aren't you doing a swing-off where it just becomes like a shootout where one goes for one, and then, you know, each of them just hit home runs until the other one, there's a winner decided out of that particular round. So I ask you, what should have happened there? Should it be decided by this incremental measurement, or should it have been something where I think the fans have a little more understanding and there's some excitement about what goes on?
You 100% have to just dumb it down, right? Which would be the swing off. Because one, can you really, even with all the metrics and numbers and angles and speed and velocity to determine the distance, can you really say it was only a tenth of an? No. Hey, get those brothers up there. Everybody gets five swings. Whoever hits the most homers moves on to the next round.
Five is too many. Three is fine. Three is fine.
Or you go swing for swing.
But you're absolutely right. The approximate. So she asked me this early this morning, and I think I was just in a mode where I was doing other things. And I was like, well, it's Statcast. But I was like, wait, how accurate can they really project this out to? Because, you know, if a ball lands at a certain spot in the park, they're not like on the same. It's not like they're doing this on blacktop.
It's based off of the speed and the angle and a ball would. But it's just like,
you can't really measure it, though.
It's not, accurate. It's probably accurate within
a couple of feet. Yeah.
Cool. But when you're talking about inches, determining, one, whoever wins this thing moves on to the next round, ultimately gets paid, like, you're really going to make it like a tenth of an inch? Nah. If I'm Brent Rooker, I got beef.
There were two possibilities.
He did have beef. I said, we played it after the game.
I said it like this. I said, the swing off is one way to do it, but if you're going to do it by measurement, just do total feet of home runs total. That makes more sense to me than trying to say my one shot homer versus one shot.
Yes. Man, please.
Seems suspect.
That's what Brent Rooker said. Man, please. No, I'm with you. I still think baseball versus the other sports all-star weekend festivities, if you want to call it that, is better than the others. I do think there is still some tinkering to do, because I don't know if you guys, I know Layla was working, but did you guys get to watch the whole thing in totality? Did you turn it on?
I had it on in the background the whole time.
Like, I did not get to watch that, because then I would have been up until 4 a.m.
This is something I've talked about with people, that even with all the different changes going from outs to time to yesterday, they had it like you get 40 balls and that's it. Did it feel shorter with the 40 balls than just the normal, just timed?
I think it felt, I know it was shorter. I don't think that it felt shorter because it was still a production for television, and that lengthens it because there's commercial breaks. And honestly, the guys do need rest between the rounds. And when it's eight guys and then it's down to four guys and then it's down to two guys, I would get rid of the bonus part of it, because I grew up on the old black and white Home Run Derby, where they had, I think, just 10 outs or 27 outs, I guess, because they would do a whole episode.
Oh, got you. And, I know what you're talking about.
One versus 1v1 for a whole episode. My whole thing was this. I'm good with the 40 pitches / 2 minutes. I mean, it's 2 minutes. Do what you can do with 2 minutes. And you get a timeout. I'm good with that. That's not taking a long time. What I'm not good with is the bonus ball, because then it's just unlimited until you get your three outs. Just have the one. That's all you need is the 2 minutes and the 40 pitches.
I don't think you're ever, but like you said, because it's television, you're never really going to get it concise enough where you're like, hey, I have the rest of my night free. No,
we got to slog through it.
We got to sell these spots. But I do think going back to 10 outs is not the way. Like, I think there's some people out there in the baseball Twitter space, fans you talk to, like, I like the home run derbies of years past better, right? Josh Hamilton.
That's just nostalgia.
But I think that's a lot of what these leagues, when they're coming up with things, they do listen to some of that. I just don't want that, because I think you're going to try to get that nostalgia back and cut your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, that's where I sit in it, is in thinking about like the Josh Hamilton, Todd Frazier home run derbies. That's not where we are anymore as a media consuming society. Like, that's the other part of this. Even 2015, even 10 years ago, you can't say that it's the same. So I don't mind it changing. What I get concerned about is, you know, and when we're talking about this earlier, like Marshall mentions appropriately, Mac McClung, who is the G League ringer, who is now, you know, the multiple time champion of the slam dunk contest at All-Star Weekend. Well, are they All-Stars? Like, he's not an All-Star. Cal Raleigh undoubtedly is an All-Star. But you're taking away a lot of the authenticity when you start to either alter with who's in, who's not. I know you had a great article talking about Jacob Mizorowski being an All-Star, and I appreciate that understanding of that discussion, because that needed to happen.
Yeah.
But at least in home run derby, you're still getting some. You're just not getting the best. Like, if it's Aaron Judge, like you were with like Todd Frazier or Josh Hamilton at the time, you're watching the whole damn thing.
How different would that have felt last night when you're talking about did it feel long or not? If instead of some of the participants, Cal Raleigh, he's the major league home run leader. He should be there.
But if it's Cal Raleigh against Aaron Judge,
Shohei Ohtani, if you have the biggest names in the sport doing it, it's a completely different feel.
See, my thing is, that's where I think baseball gets it right, is because the superstars, big name stars of the sport do like to do those things. Like, we've seen everybody that you guys just named in the home run derby. We saw Shohei do it, and he said it's not for him. We've seen Mookie Betts do it. It's not for him. Aaron Judge won it, like, in Miami, going off against Giancarlo Stanton. Like, at the time,
that's what you want.
That's what you wanted.
That's
two
what you want.
Big old dudes swinging
incredible bats,
500. Right. So, like, and Cal Raleigh's going to be a top two finisher in AL MVP voting this year.
Might
so
be one.
We'll see how the second half goes.
Dude, but I know New York and baseball,
they won't let
it happen.
I think that's where you get it right. And so to baseball, congrats, because you're doing something that other sports wish they could do and getting their stars to care about something. And I also think the home run derby allows you to do what I think they were trying to do with Jacob Mizorowski's selection. It's like, how do we showcase the young, fun players of the sport? Junior Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, like Jazz Chisholm, like you're talking about dudes that people like to see, and they're really talented players. Now, I know O'Neill Cruz wasn't a all-star, but he hit a 518-foot homer. James Wood, who people know I love to talk about, is one of the best young players in the sport, and it's probably going to be a top 10 player in baseball by the end of the year. So, like, you're getting to see that young next wave of stars in an event at All-Star Week.
I do like your point about O'Neill Cruz. Like, when he steps up to the plate, you know something can happen in a game.
Right.
Like, he's got that game-changing potential, and he's going to do it with power and style. We have more with Russ Dorsey coming up. In fact, more baseball talk and really just anything else he wants to get off his chest, because the man hits to all fields, as we like to say.
We got him 4 hours of getting it off his chest yesterday, so he should be pretty in tune with
what's going this
on.
Every day. I'm giving the same privileges to our friend. More with Russ Dorsey as we continue to talk not just about Major League Baseball's All-Star game, but what's next? Oh, yeah, there's that issue in baseball as well. That's all next. Coming up here in Rahimi and Harris on the Score, and you are listening to us on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I mean, that's, I think, one of the more ultimate compliments that I could receive. I think that shows that you have a greater reach than just your city, and it's humbling. I mean, it's very humbling to be put in the same lineup or voting column as Shohei Ohtani and all the other names that are going to be playing around me, so...
Voting column. That was Pete Crow Armstrong. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight. We are breaking it down and more with Russ Dorsey, the Apple TV and Yahoo Sports Major League Baseball insider, also works for MLB Network as well. You heard him co-host on the show yesterday.
Facts.
I think I don't necessarily know that it's that big of a slight. But we did talk about where PCA was batting in the lineup tonight for the All-Star
Why?
Game.
Because
we just want to see how many at-bats he's going to get for one.
Everybody's going to get two.
You think he's going to get two?
Everybody's going to get two in the starting lineup, and okay. Then that's when you start pulling guys out.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if that plays out that way. I just know some years there's more of a pitcher's frame on it, and there's not any action, and the next thing you know, it's the fifth inning, and the guy at the bottom of the order is not getting his second plate appearance. That's happened before.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys are making too much of it.
But I get why he's batting ninth. There's several factors involved. Dave Roberts is the manager. He's got his guys to take care of. He's got also other guys who have higher on-base percentages than Pete Crow Armstrong. So he's from a logistical, as you look up and down the lineup, him batting ninth isn't like, I can't say it doesn't make sense in some regards.
I don't have every number in front of me, but I'm going to play, let's just do it.
Okay.
Of the dudes in the starting lineup, does he have the lowest OPS?
Yes. Oh, OPS or on base?
OPS, I'm asking.
I don't know
Will
that he has the lowest.
Smith?
OPS.
Let's look up Will,
Will Smith.
Smith's
got a pretty high on base.
High
he has
on
a 425 on base percentage.
Oh, yeah, that's fair, yeah. So his OPS is high.
He might have Freddie Freeman.
It's 965. Let me look at
that. So that's
my point.
I
forgot about his on base percentage being so,
so
high.
This was, I was thinking about this the other day, and just in terms of like playing it out of MVP voting, whatever.
Francisco Lindor doesn't. Francisco Lindor's got 787.
Okay.
And also, Freddie Freeman's at 852, which is just above the 847.
Where are you at, Ketel Marte? So, 961.
PCA would be, if he won MVP this year, he'd have the lowest on-base percentage of any player to ever win MVP that wasn't a pitcher. It's currently 304 right now. So, just something to think about as we go through the second half.
His 847 is higher than Freddie Freeman's 842.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, and I understand that. That's why I was like, 302.
And like, I don't think it's the, you know, everything, but just in terms of the guys in that lineup.
And I don't think it is a slight.
I don't hear people probably, why is PCA hitting? There's a lot of really good players in an All-Star lineup.
Yeah.
No, he's one of them.
I get that. Let's go back to the conversation we were just having, just to put a cap on it, about the All-Star game and maybe retooling, because we had a question that we were considering for our 5-on, but I wanted to wait till Russ was here to address it.
Ah.
And this is, if you could eliminate one All-Star exhibition game or contest across American pro sports, which Ooh. One would it be?
So this is the NHL All-Star, the Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star, or baseball's All-Star game?
And it could be the skills competition. It could be the dunk contest. It could be anything All-Star related. Pro Bowl games, you could knock that out if you want. What would you choose?
Am I thinking of this as a fan or as like somebody that knows how media works?
No,
that
fan.
The Pro Bowl
fan.
Stuff still rates really well.
I would say this from a fan standpoint, right?
I watched many hours of the Pro Bowl live.
A lot of people do.
I was inside. It was February and it was a Sunday.
Which is why people don't care, they keep altering it and trying to do different things with it. To answer your question, the dunk contest has gotten really bad. I feel like it's a really important part of like the NBA's history, and it would be really unfortunate, but we're at a point where if you need a G Leaguer to come save you every February because nobody wants to do it, and he also happens to be one of the best dunkers in the history of the NBA, that's really sad, and you should just stop.
What if we took it and we made it every other year? And in the odd year, if it's odd or even, the other year, 1v1, baby. That's all I've been preaching for.
1v1 isn't a bad idea.
And see, so 1v1, I think with both those things, if you don't do it every year, it adds a little something to it, because it's like, all right, you're going to do it next time? You're going to do it next time? Because you can't do it every year. You have to pick that year where you feel like, I've come into my own. Here's my money. I'm putting it down. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Because I would like players to invest in that. If you want it, anybody can do it, but you got to put money into it.
But here's the problem with the money part. The money has gotten so big in the NBA that little $1 million that they're offering you if you win it doesn't mean anything to me.
But that's why I say it's not just the NBA putting the money into it. Players also put money.
If I'm a player, why would I put
money
in? Because
you think you're the best. Because you think you're the best.
That doesn't matter to guys. They don't care about that. That's why you're getting, like a couple years ago, James Flight White, who played like 10 games for the Knicks. Mac McClung. Like guys that people don't even know.
I wasn't talking about the dunk contest. That was for the 1v1.
Oh, you mean like like what Michael Beasley's been doing?
Yes.
Where he's like, put your money up. And him and Lance Stephenson.
And then the NBA matches the money.
I think guys' egos will stop that from happening.
I think guys' egos will make it happen.
Yep. Also, teams are going to be like, absolutely not.
See, that's the other part of this is that when you
Michael Beasley can do it because he's not in the NBA.
But when you talk about the money getting so big, I think that you just then have to make it worth their money. You have to incentivize them to either want to do the you know, slam dunk contest or home run derby or whatever the skill competition may be.
Like the last time I think there was a star in the dunk contest was John Wall, Paul George, DeMar DeRozan.
What? That's way less recent than Aaron Gordon out here not getting his flowers.
So the best one was Aaron. I'm talking about star power, though.
Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine was star power.
No, I'm talking like Kobe did it. Michael Jordan did it. Dr. J did it. That's what I'm talking about. I know that's the best dunk contest in the history of the dunk contest, but I'm talking about names. If we're talking about the biggest stars in the sport, that's probably...
But like, the biggest stars aren't necessarily the best dunkers. So I think...
Back... I'm getting on my soapbox here, but there was a time where that happened, where Michael Jordan did the dunk contest. That's what I'm saying. Kobe Bryant did the dunk contest.
So did Spud Webb. So did Dominique Wilkins. So, I mean,
right.
The list goes like, on and on.
Dominique's a bigger name than the guys you just said. So that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, Kenny Smith did the dunk contest. Like,
you're not hearing what I'm saying.
You're talking about a very specific peak in time. Like a
that was a six-year window.
So maybe a six-year window?
I'm just saying... I'm saying from 19, let's call it 80, to 2012, 13, you did get some of the biggest names in the sport to do it. I don't think you're getting the biggest names in the sport to do anything other than the three-point contest anymore.
Do we think things went sideways when LeBron said, I'm going to do it next year, and then just never did it, and then it really hasn't been the same since?
I don't like blaming one guy.
Well, you said stars.
You didn't even let me finish, Marshall. I don't like blaming one guy. But I think that's on the rest of the players who are like, well, LeBron's not going to do it. I'm not. That's lame.
That's it. He set the trend.
Right.
When he said it, they all fell in line after that. Banana Boat was
to answer your question, I would eliminate that. Because I think the rest are fine. The NBA All-Star Game isn't great, but it's fine. The Pro Bowl, they've changed it up to like, it's like flag football now. Fine.
It's athlete stuff.
But you said I can only eliminate one, so I'm going to eliminate the dunk contest.
That's at the bottom of your barrel.
I think there's no way, because of the NBA Saturday night concept, ratings-wise, they would eliminate the dunk contest. I don't know that I love the 7-on-7 for the Pro Bowl, because it goes on for so long.
Don't they play like a quarter?
They play several 7-on-7 sets in between each one of these skill competition.
I kind of like how hockey did theirs, where each division has a team and you just play
3-on-3, right?
Yeah, with your division. And it seems to have worked out. Like, it's fast paced and they move it quickly. And so, yeah.
Hockey did a really good job with reinventing that and making it very TV oriented. Making it very, these are the finer points of our game oriented.
Yeah.
These are the things that you can't do that we're going to show you how good we are at doing.
I like how their skills competition is as good as any. And I know people aren't the biggest hockey fans necessarily, but for that fan base, seeing Connor McDavid, Patrick Kane back in the day, like the best puck handlers in the sport, handle a puck, shoot the puck, is probably really cool for people.
And so, the fastest on skates?
Yeah.
You can't see that anywhere other than the Olympics.
Yeah.
The other question that I wanted to ask before we run out of time here is related to baseball is, we're at the All-Star break. Which MLB player is your favorite All-Star success story this season? This is for the group.
See, these are the things that you have to text me before I come on, Marshall, because I hate having to think about it.
I'll answer first, because I thought about it. It's cliche, but it's Matthew Boyd to me. The fact that his real coming out year was 2019, when you consider statistically what he was doing at the All-Star break then, leading baseball in strikeouts into the month of July, and how now he gets his All-Star nod, and it's so deserved, and he ends up turning it down because he talked about the importance of taking time off and what that meant for him and his body and the responsibility he has to the Cubs right now to be healthy. But it's a wonderful redemption story, and I feel like he's such a good example of being able to step up when it matters. So it's definitely Matthew Boyd for me.
So for me, while Russ thinks about it, I'm going to say it's Javier Baez, because he was an All-Star at one time, fell off, had injuries, and now he's back, and he has a chance. He's playing on the team with the best record in baseball and has a chance to legitimately get back to the World Series.
I was going to say Javi, because Javi was at a point in his career where pretty much everybody around baseball, people that watch baseball, is like, the most electric player we had seen in a long time was done. And was on his last opportunity in Detroit. Like, they had young players ready to play, and Javi wasn't one of them. And they needed him to play center field because of injuries to Parker Meadows. And he said, yo, I'll do whatever y'all need me to do. And turned himself back into an all-star, was productive again. And I think that is a success in itself when you have a guy that might have been out of baseball, right, if continued to go the way that it went. And for him to be able to say, I'll do whatever this team needs me to do because we're good and you guys need me to play center, I'll play center even though I've been a shortstop the last 7 years. And I think that is a true success for Javi.
Javi's like, I'll do anything but walk because I don't like to do that. I like to swing the bat. So I like that about him. 9 walks so far. Sorry, Robbie.
I mean, that's been Javi, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
Who's yours?
It was Javi. I was joking.
Oh,
I was just
okay.
Making a joke. But Javi was my answer. I was just making a joke about Javi will do anything that the Tigers need him to do except walk.
See, I thought that was the opener for then you.
Oh, no. I went before us.
Still, though.
There's lots of good stories on this team and in this. And I'm just glad that the All-Star game is tonight and we can all be watching the same thing and not have to watch 1,000 things. I like a night like this.
The monoculture. It happens a lot in the NFL. When we all watch the same late game at the same time.
When I go on Twitter tonight and it's baseball talk, we're talking about what we're seeing together as opposed to you're talking about this and I'm talking about that. And those were the good old days, the pre-Elon days. Remember those?
I remember.
I have
things as a family.
Watching things as a family.
I have a question for you. If you had to name the first two teams or maybe the first team, we'll just say team, because obviously they're doing a deal with somebody else. The first team likely to make a deal out of this All-Star break or before the trade deadline, who do you say it is?
I'll say...
You know what? Hold your thought. We're up against a break. You want to answer it next? See?
Yeah, I'll answer after the break.
All right, that's next. More with Russ Dorsey here on Raheem and Harris on the
school. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Four.
You're listening to Raheem and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, I'm trying to figure this out.
I thought that was our normal thing.
No, I'm asking, are you here with like a spare hour? Because aren't you doing a sports adjacent reunion on the afternoon show?
That's why I brought my book back, because I was going to write stories in the hour between.
And because it's pretty.
It is. It is a good backpack.
I didn't know Layla had. It's a nice backpack.
Russ and I have the same taste.
That's, so yes, that's the right answer.
That's Russ Dorsey. Russ is the MLB insider for Yahoo Sports, so he's going to write, so we'll know where he was writing the story that we read next by Russ. He's also working for Apple TV, as we mentioned, and MLB Network.
I was going to say, to answer your question before the break, I think this team has a lot of pieces to move. The Arizona Diamondbacks.
You think they are going to become sellers?
Yeah, I mean, you're at a point where you have Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen, both free agents at the end of the year. Eugenio Suarez, Josh Naylor, also free agents at the end of the year. And you're not going to be in a position to win the wild card or their division. And you're better off looking towards the future. Now, as one of few sellers, I would say, there are probably more buyers right now than sellers. It probably behooves them to wait and see what is the best offer they get, which is why that deal might not necessarily come in the next week.
But if you just say, hey, here's Owen Casey, give us Eugenio Suarez and Merrill Kelly.
There's no way
wait
one
a
gets
minute.
You both.
Is that
what's
are you saying? Are you being
other prospects involved too, but like that's the centerpiece.
No. If I'm the Cubs, absolutely not.
So you keep Owen Casey rather than
you
get
want
both
me
those
to,
players.
You want me to move my what is currently the crown jewel of my farm system for two guys that'll be free agents like Kyle Tucker at the end of the year?
Maybe. If
you think you win this, no, Marshall. That's ridiculous.
If you think you can win.
I don't
at all.
I don't like saying that because I don't want to make you seem like you're not smart. You're a very smart guy. But that's not a smart baseball trade.
Do you know what a troll is?
But don't troll when you ask me serious
baseball
questions.
I'm not a
questions.
Troll. I'm a higher level. I'm a provocateur.
You're a troll in like real life, but like you're a professional.
Listen, I was just throwing out there to see what you would say. It worked.
My thing is let's not pretend that there aren't other teams out there that have better prospects. There might be a team that doesn't think Owen Casey is as good as Prospect X. That happens all the time.
Yeah, I think that's the piece of this.
Also, you're not going to move after what if we're just keeping it Cubs focused here. They gave up Hayden Wesneski and Cam Smith for what is currently a year of Kyle Tucker.
And Isaac Paredes.
Yeah,
and Isaac Paredes.
Don't forget about
right,
Isaac.
All-star, by the way. So to move another top prospect for two, not one, but two rentals, one of those rentals, Merrill Kelly, who is 37
might
years
as well
old.
Go get Jake DeGrom at that point.
I just don't think that's what you should do. I don't think that's what they would do either.
I just wanted to see what you would say, and you did not disappoint. I love it. I love that. You know what I love better than that? I love stories. Do you like story time? Do you like story time, Russell?
Yeah.
We have a former NBA player. You may recognize him. Goes by many nicknames. There's Agent Zero. There's Hibachi.
Hibachi.
Gilbert Arenas has a podcast.
Yeah.
Gilbert Arenas be talking about whatever he wants on his podcast.
Yes, he does.
And he offers up stories all the time. I came across this on social media where Gilbert Arenas tells a story about his teammates, himself, and donuts.
My rookie year, Chris Mills, they tried to drown me. When I licked the donuts, everybody know I licked.
Whoa,
he's
whoa,
legendary.
Hold on. You did what?
Licked the donuts.
And then you put him back.
And people ate him?
Yeah, he crashed.
So I live here, the arena's here, the donut shop was here. So I had to go this way to go this way, and I had to pay for it. So they wouldn't reimburse me back. At that point, these are my donuts, and I want to lick them all. So basically, I licked them, and then I put the baby powder on them like they were powder.
The baby powder?
Yeah, so it's just powdered donuts.
You put baby powder on donuts?
I shouldn't have did that, because that was an instant... So, you know how I tied you up?
Yeah.
That's where I learned it from. Yeah. So, they filled the big laundry basket.
Yeah.
So they filled it up with water, tied me up, and threw me in there. The problem was they filled it up, so you almost drowned.
Yeah, crazy.
I almost drowned. I thought they tried to kill me. I had to go home, get the pop.
That is not where I expected that story to go.
So the end of that story is why Gil got in so much trouble.
And so naturally,
I thought they were trying to kill me. So
I almost drowned. I thought they tried to kill me. I had to go home, get the pop.
It's the sound effect. Thank you.
Your NBA teammates.
That's ridiculous. One of those other nicknames is No Chill Gil.
Oh yeah, No Chill Gil.
Licking all the donuts because you had to go buy them from the bakery and
in the
donut
opposite
shop,
direction,
and then come back to the practice facility is ridiculous. But that's baby powder on the donuts. That's crazy, man.
I just did not expect the story to end with.
Go home.
And then I had to get pop out. And then I had to get weapons.
The best part
is to go home, get the pop out.
The best part is. I'm watching this, and I look in the comments. You know, if you follow somebody that's commenting, it'll show you those comments first. My former coworker, Mark Jackson, who played a long career in the NBA, is like, oh, yeah, this story is absolutely true, because when he got the donuts, he liked me, so he told me, don't eat the donuts. Don't eat the donuts. He warned him about the donuts.
Oh, man.
That's different. Can you imagine if that happened in 2025? The Gilbert Arenas era, the things that happened in his era, now, in the social media era.
I think in sports in general, there was a lot more tolerated 20 years ago than it's tolerated now. Because brothers get traded for less these days.
One of the reasons is because social media didn't exist back then. So you didn't necessarily just find out things happened within 24 hours when they happened.
Yeah.
It was more... Did you hear about this? And then the story gets told, and then that's how we find out. And back to the conversation we were having about the home run derby feeling like it's long because we have such a short attention spans because we watch too much TikTok or Instagram, or if you're an old Facebook videos on there. IG Reels came out in 2020. Like, we weren't even watching this stuff 5 years ago in the way we could...
Infinity scroll where after one video, another just starts. Like, you don't have to replay it or go to a different video. Yeah, like, technology, it moves swiftly. I also think about how we report in what our business is. Back in the day, if I had a scoop and I wrote for a newspaper, I could write the story and I could know that nobody is going to have this until tomorrow. Now, once you have information, you're trying to get it out to the public as quick as possible after you vet it with sources. For all the kids in journalism out there, that's a really important thing to do. We're in the information era where you have information at your fingertips. And this isn't the greatest thing about our society right now, but a lot of the people get news off of Twitter.
And it's not always right.
And it's not always right, which is why I say... Got a vet with sources.
Oh, you mean Super Tough Scene is not a real sports account?
Listen, I think a lot of people, a lot of publications, networks fall for the old parody accounts out there.
Two things. 815, Gilbert Arenas would love Naperville Top Golf. That's one.
But where is his
license? He has a podcast recording there?
That'd be a great place for him to record his podcast, is the Naperville Top Golf parking lot. You could see that, right? Also, I want to give some stuff away because we have stuff to give away. Caller 6 to the score contest line, 312-644-6767, will win a pair of tickets to see Toto with special guests Christopher Cross and Minute Work on Saturday, August 9th at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets available now at livenation.com. So there's that.
We like giving away tickets, and everybody loves a good Yacht Rock night. Shout out to Scott Merkin, because the White Sox one got derailed by rain, so he didn't get to enjoy his full Yacht Rock night experience.
That's unfortunate. I know Merk loves himself some Yacht Rock.
I also have a request on the text line. If you do this in 30 seconds or less,
okay.
They say, can you ask Russell what he thinks about Casey Sellers and if the Cubs should target Michael Garcia?
I think you should target Seth Lugo first.
I agree. They know that's top of my list.
Seth Lugo is getting a starting pitcher is much more important than finding a third baseman. Yes, you want a productive third baseman, but you could do both. But if you're talking about Casey specifically, Seth Lugo should be the start of the conversation.
I'm not mad at it. I'm nodding in agreement. You know who else might nod in agreement? Russ's former co-host of the Sports Adjacent podcast, Jason Leisure, and Lawrence Holmes. They are next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.